I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hakan Çalhanoğlu is one of the best Turkish footballers of his generation. He grew up in the west of Germany, in the city of Mannheim, and he broke through as a gifted midfielder and an insane free kick taker in the Bundesliga. Last summer, he made a controversial move from AC Milan, where he spent four successful years, to their rivals Inter Milan. This episode of our podcast is dedicated to Hakan Çalhanoğlu and his background. What role do his Turkish roots play in his life? How did he break through in Germany? And what's his life like now in Milan? I got some help from a great colleague of mine to tell you this story. My name is Sam van Raalte and welcome to the Home of Football. Let's go.
What a goal! What an absolute missile! A wry smile on the face of Jurgen Klopp. But what a thunderbolt! Where did Çalhanoğlu pull that one from? Look how far out he is.
Alright, so I'm not going to do this podcast on my own. Got a little bit of help this time from Mette, one of the main hosts of 433 on Instagram. He's sitting right next to me now in the headquarters of 433. Mette, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for working on this podcast with me.
Yeah, of course. I'm always happy to help, you know that, so yeah. No problem.
So you and Hakan, right, your friends, how did you meet and how did your friendship develop?
Yeah, with Hakan, we're good friends, and how we met was like before, actually, way before 43, but it's, of course, after 43, we became even more closer, and that's the thing we have with Turkish people, you know, like we support each other, like so. And especially if you're outside of Turkey, it's more like we really take care of each other. So that's how, not only with Hakan, with other players who are also playing in Turkey and outside Turkey, I have a good relationship. And yeah, Hakan is like one of the special ones. And yeah, after we're doing some things for 43, we start to talk. And then, yeah, it became even better every day. So now I can say that we're good friends.
Yeah, how would you describe his character?
Yeah, he's such a nice guy. Like modest, most of all. Like I'm not sure if I was a player at his level, I think I would be more cocky. And yeah, so he's like so... I've been to their house in Milan a while ago, so they were really hospitable and like so caring. Like, and also like I can see that he is also emotional, like every Turkish people. And yeah, he's such a, like I would say, like if you're like to put it short, Hakan is such a nice guy.
You got to spend a day with Hakan in Milan recently. And what did you guys do?
Oh my god, like it's. It was a bit hectic. Like first we went to the, with our team, Fischal and Pascal and Yim, we went to the facilities of Inter. And there we met with Hakan, of course, and also we did something with Latara and Tuku as well. But the day was for Hakan, and then they were training. So in the facilities, actually, we couldn't do much because he was there having a breakfast, and then we had an interview. And then we had an idea to do something fun in the video. And like we wanted to, first of all, first idea was to go do go-kart. But Inter was like, guys, come on, like that's a bit dangerous, no? And then, yeah, we had to come up with an idea to make the video fun. And then we came up with the idea of paintball. And then we called the paint, like it was so, like we had to come up with an idea because like otherwise it was going to be, the video is still interesting, but like we have to have a twist, like fun twist, you know?
Yeah.
And then, so, okay, what can we do? Paintball idea we had. And then we called the paintball place. And then Italians, like, they're so nice, but their English is not the best, you know?
Yeah.
And also the connection wasn't good. Like, I was saying something, the guy was saying something, and we couldn't understand. He was like, in the end, it's like, okay, it's not possible. I'm fully booked. And then we're like, okay, what are we going to do? And then Pascal had this idea, okay, let's drive there and let's see if they're really booked. And then we drove there, and then...
They were
nobody. And then... And then these guys came to us like, why are you here? And then we were like, one of them recognized us, and then 43, etc. And then they kind of made it for us. And then we were like, okay, we're also gonna mention about you in the video. And then it was an incentive for them as well. And then we waited there for Hakan, and we waited like 2 hours because he had to go to the airport and then come, and there was a lot of traffic. Yeah. And then 2-3 hours, there was nobody, not even one person. Like, they told us that they're fully booked, but there was nothing. And then Hakan came, and then we had such a good time.
Mette and Hakan had a lot of fun in Milan. There was also an opportunity for them to sit down and have a nice conversation, an interview. So before Mette traveled to Milan, I gave him a list with a bunch of questions to ask Hakan for the podcast. When they sat down for the interview, they started at the beginning. Hakan's childhood in Germany.
How are you, bro?
Good, man. Thanks, you?
Good, man. Good. So I have some questions for you. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, let's go. So you're from Mannheim. And what was your childhood in Mannheim like? In what kind of environment did you grow up?
I was a small kid with big dreams. I even don't like too much go to the school, but I have to. My father was always strong against me. And I was loving playing football every time. Every time when I have the time to play football, I search for that. And I was playing with the big guys that are bigger than me. And but of course, off the other side, I was going to the school. I did everything good. And my big dreams until the end was that what I wanted. So I am here where I am. I am very proud of me and of my parents that they are every time behind myself, and they push me a lot to become Hakan Çalhanoğlu.
So your parents, Hüseyin and Naime, right? How were they like when you were a kid?
My father was always behind me. He bring me everywhere. All the tournaments, all the clubs where I go, he was behind me. So that was the big reason. That's why I say every time I'm very thankful to my parents and my family. My mom was more light, like, my son, you know, have to be calm, have to go to school. So she cooked every day for me. She was always behind myself. And my father was the one who was every day strong. And sometimes he was also my coach before, and I was always crying when I lose. And he said always to me, yeah, because of you. And if you don't play good, the team is losing. It was like this, you know, it was funny. I missed the time because when I look at back and I always recognize what happened. But I'm happy. And I think my parents are also proud of me. For sure, my dad, that I'm here because of him.
And you have a brother, Mohamed. And can you describe him a bit as well?
My brother is my everything. He was playing also before. We start together, and then at this time I do the step better than him because he was 1 year younger than me, and he got injured on his knee, both sides. Then he tried, he played every time, but until the end he couldn't play because he had too much pain. Then he got kilo, and then he stopped football. But now we have a football school in Germany, so he works there with the child and with the kids, and he's happy, and I'm happy also for him because even he is always behind me, and we speak every time about football because he knows football, so I have to talk with somebody, and he's the one, and this is the story of my brother. He was good also, big talent, but. He get too big injured, then he have to stop. Because sometimes in your world, it's not working like that you want. So he decided to work, and I go on my way.
I had the same. If I wasn't injured, I would be playing for Barcelona. Yeah, but I understand. And I saw his free kick goal once against Trabzonspor.
Yeah,
it was a good one. Yeah, free kick as well.
We have the same shoot style, so. Yeah. He was also good with big talents, but until the end, he couldn't.
So Hakan grew up in Mannheim, in a good family, with his parents and brother. But even though he was born and raised in Germany, Hakan always felt a massive connection with Turkey, the country where the families of his parents came from. So when it was time for young Hakan to decide for which country he wanted to play on an international level, he chose Turkey.
It was different because I born in Germany, not in Turkey. My father, he came from Turkey. My mom, she born also in Germany. It was different because in Turkey they saw us like a German Turkish guy. Then I have to choose one national team like Germany or Turkish, and I had always in my mind that I want to play for my national team, Turkey, and I am very proud. That I decide like this because before they said every time if you play in Germany you can go easier to a big club like I don't know for example Inter or Barcelona something like this, but then I went to Turkey and I tried everything there. I was playing for Europe 2 times now, and with the Turkish national team I'm in Inter, so it means. That if you believe in yourself, in this team, you can reach everything.
Do you remember the first time you visited Turkey? And how did it feel when you first went to Turkey?
Yeah, I was in Bayburt. It was close to Trabzon.
Where you're from?
Yeah, where I'm from. And it was nice, it was cool. It was not the city, it was how do you say?
Village.
Village, yeah, it was a village, but it was different to see how my grandmom, grandfather, and everybody moving there, the people, how they work, because there you don't have too much money, so they have to work on the village and everything. And I like it so much, and after this time, I saw the people, how they work, and every time when I have the time, I was going there because I like it too much, you know, with the animals and everything, horse like that. I like it, so that was inspiring me, you know, to go there and stay with my family.
You like the nature there as well?
Yeah, the nature and everything I liked so much.
And when was the first time you visited Istanbul? Were you fascinated when you visited? Because I know it's one of your favorite cities.
Yeah, I like it too much. I'm living there. I have a house there. When I went to the national team, I think it was 16, the first time. I said, wow, because I was flying, young guy with 17, 16 years. I said, wow, what a city. And then I was in love because it's a beautiful city, beautiful country as well. And too much people. The only thing what I don't like is the traffic.
Yeah, too crowded.
Too crowded.
Yeah.
The other thing is so nice, really. Nice city, and I love it.
And like you said, you chose Turkey as a teenager. How was it as a teenager to already make that decision? I think you didn't wait for too long to make the decision. And how was it as a teenager to represent your country?
Yeah, it was one day we were at home all together, my parents, me, my brother. And the day came, of course, to decide. I say, look, I can play for Germany or for Turkey. And I ask everybody because I want to know what they feel. And everybody says that better to play Turkey for your nation, for your national team, for your country. And then I decide also with them the same. And because I love my country, I want to play for them. And I am a Turkish guy, so if I play for my nation, I'm also proud for that. So it was easy to choose because we decided already before.
And in 2013, at the Under-20 World Cup in Turkey, you scored an amazing goal against Australia in Trabzon, which is really close to where you're from. Yeah. How did that feel like?
It was a nice feeling because my grandfather, my uncle, everybody was coming to the stadium. So I say, yeah, come on, now I have to score. And it was an important game as well. We win the game, then after we play against French, then we lose the game. But in this day, I scored a good goal and it was nice. It's a good memory.
And you made your debut for Turkey against Andorra under Fatih Terim. And how was that feeling to just go out on the pitch for your national team?
You have to imagine one guy from Germany, but German-Turkish guy is coming to Turkey. I can remember the situation. I was in the hotel and I saw Emre Belözoğlu, all the big players like Volkan Demirel, Arda Turan. And me, I was 17, I was like shy, you know, right, left. And my Turkish was not so good, so I was a little bit shy. But they give me a big hug, even the coach, when I see Fatih Terim first time, I say, wow. What a coach, you know, with the big charisma and everything. But then they are all very kind and they give me a big hug, so I feel so comfortable. Mm-hmm. When I was there and I did my debut, it was nice, good feeling. Then after the game, really I relaxed a lot because then I say, okay, now I play for Turkey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
In the meantime, Hakan was making a name for himself in Germany. He broke through at Karlsruhe and then made a nice transfer to HSV. That's where he made his debut in the Bundesliga. Hakan made a name for himself as a gifted midfielder and a phenomenal free kick taker. Especially one free kick he took against Borussia Dortmund went viral. HSV got a free kick 41 meters away from the goal. Hakan grabbed the ball and took a shot.
Oh, can you believe that? Is that the icing on the cake or what? What a goal! What an absolute missile! A wry smile on the face of Jurgen Klopp. But what a thunderbolt! Where did Çalhanoğlu who'd be a goalkeeper? Look at the way the ball waved and ducked and bobbed in midair. Completely
bamboozled even a goalkeeper as experienced as Roman Weidenfeller. That is going to be one of the candidates of goal of the year. Mirko Slomka cannot believe it. Çalhanoğlu, sixth of the season.
Hakan put so much effect on that ball that the goalkeeper didn't know how to respond. It's insane. If you haven't seen it before, you should check it out on YouTube. Here's Hakan on how he became a free kick specialist.
I say 50-50 every time. One is talent, one is working. I remember when I was in Waldhof Mannheim, I had one coach. It was calling Stefan Groß. Maybe you know the son, he's playing in England, Pascal Groß. And he was the coach that he trained with me a lot because of my technique of the shoot. And he said, every time you will be the best free kick shooter, every time you will see if you work hard. And I really trained with him a lot. And it's like a tennis. If you every time make like a tennis when you, how to say,
you're going to get used to it.
Yeah, you're going to use it. It's like the food. Mm-hmm. It's the same. So you have to train every time. And if you have the technique, then the rest, it will become.
So you worked hard to make it a habit, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah. And of course, that free kick against Dortmund. Like, I'm still like, we also show it to other players. They're also amazed. Like, what did you think? Like, why would you shoot from there? Like, really? And
no.
And then, did you see Klopp's reaction to that?
Yeah,
like,
it's
like everybody is like, yeah, okay, what? Okay, I'm not going to say that word, but what's going on? What's
yeah,
this?
Maybe they're thinking, yeah, 17th guy, what he try now from the midfield? No, you know, it was 2-0 for us, and it was, I think, 8 to 8 minutes.
Yeah.
And normally you play the ball outside to take the time, you know. But I say, come on, let's try. You shoot every time in the training to René Adler, was our goalkeeper. And behind me was, I think, Westermann and one guy again. Even they don't believe. I say, no, I should, let me. Ah, and close to me was Thomas Rincon.
Okay.
I say, no, I should, because it's last minute. If the ball is going to the court, maybe it's nice. So I do my step backs. I say, come on, now you concentrate. Then I shoot really good, you know. And with the ball, that time was tough, probably. Adidas, the ball is always like this, you know.
Yeah.
And I really shoot good. Of course, maybe the goalkeeper can hold or not, but I shoot too good that the ball is...
For me, it's impossible, really, because like you said, like the ball is like changing directions.
Exactly,
too much.
But I was believing in my shoot, you know, in this time.
Yeah. Yeah, you still believe, right?
Yeah, I still believe.
Hakan had a good season at HSV, scoring 11 goals and assisting 4. But Hamburg was fighting against relegation. A lot of clubs were interested in signing Hakan, and Hakan wanted to go and play in the Champions League. So when Bayer Leverkusen made him an offer, he couldn't refuse. This was a controversial move back then. The HSV fans were furious at the time, but Hakan knew in his heart that this was the right move to make for him in his career.
Yeah, I had a great year in Hamburg, really. I played a good season. I think I scored 11 times, 7 from free kick and everything. And then was director was Oliver Kreuzer. And I had I have an option to go to Leverkusen, and I told him that I want to leave, I want to play for Champions League. That was my dream, you know. And he said to me in that time, yes, but without contract, you know. And I know him from Karlsruhe, so we are like friends. And if you tell me something today, maybe you say, okay, if it's coming offer, you can go. And I was believing him this time. And then the offer came, and he changed his mind. You know, and then I was really shocked because of his reaction. I didn't expect and wait for that. And then I say, come on, I want to go because I have dreams. I'm young, so I want to play for Champions League. Then, of course, the fans every time... For the fans, is every time the player in a bad position because they don't know really what happened. So then I moved to Leverkusen. I had a great time with Roger Schmidt. 3 years, really. We play in a row Champions League. Really nice 3 years in Leverkusen. And I have a big family there. I know... And I'm also in contact with all from there, so good time and good club.
Hakan had 4 good years at Leverkusen. Then he made the move to AC Milan for over 20 million euros. He got the number 10 jersey, worn by legendary players like Ruud Gullit, Rui Costa and Clarence Seedorf. After 4 good seasons at AC Milan, Hakan felt it was time to make a move. That's when, last summer, he made the controversial move to AC Milan's rivals, Inter Milan.
Yeah, that move, my contract was finishing until the end, so I was in Europe in this time, but my agent, of course, he worked for me. And I had also 4 years good time in Milan. I respect everybody. I am good with everybody, so even if you ask here everybody of the social media, I'm in contact with them. I have a lot of friends who I meet every time, so there is no problems. But my... Why I decide like this. I wanted a new challenge of my career, so, and I choose with my family this thing, and I'm happy to be here. And Inter is a big club, and they won last year the championship. They are playing Champions League. Of course, we have a lot of concurrency. There are good players with good qualities. So it's a different choose, but I need a little bit challenge, so I choose this. This is the life, so we have to look forward, not back. And because if you look back, you never get in front, so you have to look forward. But as I said, I'm really thankful to everybody from Milan. You know, I have a nice time, good guys. And so I got from there really good, so I had no problems with them.
So after signing Inter, you came here, your first day. How was it like, and what do you think about the club, the coach, the facilities, the people, social media people? So what do you think about Inter, basically?
No, Inter was very kind. All the people are very smart. And I can remember when the coach called me in Europe, I think 3-4 times, he wanted me a lot to come here. Then Piero as well, our director, he was speaking with me for the club, for the future, what they think, what they want. And I know before that Inter was always a strong team because they beat in the derbies more Milan than Milan-Inter. So Inter was winning every time more. And I say, yeah, I'm in Milan, I know the language, so I can stay in Italy because I love the people, because they are similar, you know, like the Italian people. And I say, come on, Inter is a good club. Then I spoke with my family about this, and they said directly, yeah, you have to go to Inter, and I go to Inter. And I came here, the first day was really nice, but nobody was here because I was alone. And I came before because the player was playing Europe, the Italian national team, they won because they are staying there. And so day by day, everybody came, so it was very nice. They gave me a big hug, so I was feeling really comfortable. And all the people who work here, they are very kind, and really, I'm very happy to be part of this team.
And who's your best friend? I see you're with Denzel Dumfries and Stefan de Vrij a lot.
After the game against Holland, they're not my best friends anymore.
Yeah, after scoring 6 goals, right?
Yeah, no, yeah. I am good with everybody, but really with Denzel and Stefan de Vrij, I'm really close because they are speaking Dutch. So German and Dutch is close.
Kind of similar, yeah.
They understand me, but me, I don't understand them, you know? So
yeah, it's like,
no, but we speak English. No, I am really good with everybody, but these two guys are, I am very close.
And what do you think about the coach?
Mr. Inzaghi, I know him before when he was in Lazio. He was always inspiring me with this system, 3-5-2. He plays every time good football, attacking forward. So, and I had a great feeling first day when I meet him here. And yeah. Day by day, we train a lot. So I did my first game against Genoa. It was a very good debut for me. And I was happy to score the goal and to make the assist, because even the Inter fans, they are waiting something because they know me from Milan. So I came to Inter. And if you came here, you have to show them something, you know. And this day was really nice, that I never forget.
What do you want to achieve here in the next 3 years?
Big things, of course. But I don't want to speak a lot because I didn't like too much to talk big. But of course, dreams, I have it. We want to win again the championship. Now we're in Champions League on a good way. We win against Sheriff. We want to look forward to win the other games against Madrid and Shakhtar. And then is Coppa Italia that we want to win. Normally, of course, for a player is every time to say we want to win everything. And we have to make it possible, of course. That's my dreams. If we get a lot of trophies, then I can tell the stories to my kids. Look, in this time I was playing for Inter, I reached this, I reached this. It's nice, but I hope, because it's a dream.
Hakan signed for 3 years at Inter Milan. When his contract at the club is up, he will be 30 years old. That's not old, but not young either. And Hakan is a smart guy. He thinks ahead. So he already has started to think a little bit about his possibilities in life after his career as a professional football player.
The time comes to think about it, and I want to play these 3 years good in Inter. I want to do a good job for this team, for this club. And maybe I will start with coaching, because I like to coach. It's my dream after, or sportive director, like something like this. And yeah, we will see what happens. After 3 years, maybe if I stay in Europe or go away, I didn't know yet.
What does Turkey and being Turkish mean to you? Hard one.
Yeah, it's hard. It's not easy to describe.
Like, just speak from your heart.
Yeah, the Turkish people are very emotional. They are very emotion. Too much emotion, because they love the country. They are with the blood, you know, like if something happens, I think they go, you know, they are so emotional. So I can say only this. I don't know. It's difficult to explain. We are living in our tradition.
Yeah.
You know, so much.
I understand you.
You know, it's really difficult to explain.
It's hard to describe, and very emotional. And my colleagues also here, they know how emotional I can get. Sometimes lose control.
Yeah,
but that's how it is. Guys, it was Hakan Çalhanoğlu. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you
so much. Thank you.
Matt, I really liked the conversation you had with him. How did you feel about it?
I also felt good about it. And like with players, it's usually easy because we are 43. They also know who we are. And when they see us, they're happy. Hmm. And with Hakan, it's 43 plus our friendship. So it made it really comfortable for me as well. And for him as well, I think.
Hmm.
And because it was like not something that we always do. It was a bit serious conversation. And I think Hakan also was more comfortable that I was doing it. You know,
exactly.
Like, so he knew me. I'm happy with it as well. And thank you. Thank you for your nice words.
Yeah, man. I like that we got to know a little bit about his background. You know, how he grew up in Germany with his family, what his family was like. You know, his Turkish roots, what it means for him to be Turkish. And of course, how he broke through in Germany and the somewhat controversial transfer from AC Milan to Inter Milan, of course, and his life now in Milan. So I think there was a lot in there.
That's a good point. Like, people can also see now Hakan's kind of point of view from going Milan to Inter, you know?
Exactly.
So that's also like good part of the interview, I think. And also, he also talked about his feelings from going from Hamburg to Leverkusen as well. So that was also a bit
controversial. Yeah.
And so it was a good interview, and the questions were your questions. So thanks to you as well. Like, good job.
Yeah, I think it was a good collaboration, man. Thank you. Yeah. Thanks again, and let's do it again in the future.
Yeah, man. I'm open to it anytime.
All right, listeners, this was the 433 podcast about Hakan Çalhanoğlu. Thank you for listening. Subscribe to this podcast in your podcast app to never miss an episode. We've got a bunch of other cool stories lined up for you. My name is Sam van Raalte.
My name is Mete Can Kambur.
All right, on to the next story in the home of football.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.